Hey there, and welcome to Cyberpunk Librarian. I'm Daniel Messer.
That's radio for you, close to every member of the family. We listen to radio for news, for entertainment. It keeps us informed every minute of every day. Most of us depend upon radio more than we know.
I've always felt a certain romance for radio. I thought about working in radio, but I don't know that I have the voice for it. At least not all day, every day, and stuff like that. When I discovered podcasts, I've not only felt like I'd found a totally new form of entertainment, I felt like I'd come home. I've done a couple podcasts myself. This is actually my third one. There's a podcast out there for everything on almost any topic. Heck, keep in mind, you're listening to a tech show aimed at public librarians. That's a niche within a niche that's kind of a niche within another niche. One of the great things about podcasts is that the listeners are able to talk straight to the presenter through the internet and through Twitter and email and stuff like that. That was the case with this show when listener Matt McGraw asked if I could make a podcast about how I go about making podcasts. Sure, why not? So this one's for you, Matt, and for all the other listeners out there. There aren't going to be any groundbreaking revelations here because what I'm doing is pretty simple compared to the big guns like the folks at Twit and 5x5 and the Nerdist and things like that. But I have a really good time. I enjoy podcasting, and I enjoy it even more when the listeners give me ideas for shows. I've learned a lot about producing a show, and if you go back and listen to my previous shows, you'll see changes that I hope were for the better. Some were subtle, some weren't. So, we're going to break this show into two parts, what I use and how I design a show. Take everything I say with a grain of salt and know that there are probably, quite literally, a million ways to do a podcast. If you find something that works better for you, you owe it to yourself, and especially to your audience, to do it. Right? Good. Then let's do it. Welcome to Cyberpunk Librarian, episode 19, Press the Shiny Red Button. I'm Daniel Messer, your friendly neighborhood cyberpunk librarian, and hey, welcome to another episode of the show that explores the intersection of libraries and technology, and is all about the world of high tech and low budget. As I said, this show is a podcast about podcasting, and not only that, it is a listener-suggested show. I love that. I love it when a listener, or listeners, or a group of listeners, or maybe a single one, whatever, suggests something for a show, something that they want to hear. Because while I'm not at a loss for ideas, it's nice to have someone chime in and say, hey, can you do X about Y? So certainly I can, and as I said, this is a podcast about podcasting, which would be entirely meta if only there hadn't been so many other podcasts about podcasting. I want to change things up a bit, though, by talking about not only my tools and process, but how I design a show, especially now that I'm reaching out a bit more with show design. The tools, they're easy. They're readily available. Most of them are actually free. So I'll save those for the last bit of the show. I'd like to think that what makes a show different and unique, and hopefully worth listening to, isn't just its topic, but its design. Now, topics are easy. I talk about libraries and tech. Other podcasts talk about history. Some are about the news. Some are about cats, because it's the internet, and cats will be involved at some level. How you present the topic makes the difference between interest and indifference. Anyone can talk about being funny on the internet, but when Zay Frank does it, it's captivating because of how he presents the topic. If your show is going to cover a wide variety of topics, kind of like this one does, then I recommend you have certain elements of your show that remain constant. For instance, my focus here is libraries and technology, right? But look at all we've talked about in the last few episodes. Generalism, digital signage, cryptography, privacy, Reddit, so on. I mean, that's kind of a swath. even though there is the overarching theme of libraries and technology. So, if you have a few consistent bits here and there, it makes your show, well, your show. For instance, I tend to pop phrases like your friendly neighborhood cyberpunk librarian, and high tech and low budget, and exploring the intersection of libraries and technology. You know it's me when I do that, and you'll know others when they do similar things in their shows. It's not really a trademark, it's just a design element. The design of your show is something that should change over time to suit what you're talking about, and to incorporate new things that you've learned. Don't be afraid to add or remove things from your show because you learned something new. That's what's going to make your show better. I learned that it's a good idea to introduce yourself and your show, and others if there are others on the show. I learned it's a good idea to blend music and clips into the show because it gives people a variety of sounds, and they're not just listening to you prattle on. I learned it's a good idea to remember that what I think is a good idea for my show may not be a good idea for your show. Speaking of learning, where in the heck do you go to study podcasting? I mean, you can go to tech schools for radio and things like that, but who taught me it's a good idea to introduce the show and yourself in a way that helps mark the show as yours? Fortunately, there's a great resource for learning all about podcasting. For instance, why do I say at the beginning of every show, "Hey there, welcome to Cyberpunk Librarian. I'm Daniel Messer." Easy. I learned that and more from other podcasters who often say things like,
"This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars."
It's time for Twit This Week in Tech.
From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. I'm Bob Garfield.
And I'm Brooke Gladstone.
Nightwise.com.
Hello.
I want you to think about something. All you're doing at the front of your show is simply saying, hi.
Bad voltage.
But as you can hear...
Good morning, afternoon, or evening. Please delete as appropriate. Hello there. This is Andy Anatko.
There are lots of ways to do that. That's just saying hi. How do you think you could design the rest of your show?
The Incomparable.
You could probably classify podcasts into a few genres, leaving out their topics. There are tech podcasts and art podcasts and science podcasts and podcasts about podcasts and the podcasts that cover those podcasts. Podcasts. But you could generally say that shows fall into a few categories. Here are a few, and believe me, there are more. This is not meant to be an exhaustive list. But there's the Two People Talking podcast. Hello Internet and the Inaco Almanac are perfect examples of this. There's the One Person Talking podcast. Hi, that's me. And Nightwise.com too. Though Nightwise occasionally has guests. I should try that sometime. There's the call-in show, just like a radio call-in show, but with Skype. There's the Lots of People Talking podcast, which you find with This Week in Tech and The Incomparable. Then there are the artistic varieties of these shows, too. For instance, listen to anything on the Radiotopia Network. These people know what the hell they're doing because they're professional radio people working with PRX, PRI, APM, NPR... They know how to build shows, man. In spite of all that, Hello Internet and the Inaco Almanac are two very different shows, even though they both fall within that two dudes talking genre of podcast. This Week in Tech and The Incomparable are two different shows too, not just in topic, but in style. Yet they're both part of the lots of people talking genre. I can't tell you how to design a show. I'm still working on mine. I can tell you that you do need to design the show. Start with something because something is better than nothing. Write a script, even a basic one. Some of my shows, like this one, are pretty heavily scripted. Other shows, I just have some notes and then I talk about the notes. Find out what works best for you. Do you need an opening music bit? I don't know. I think I do. I'm a musician, though, so I kind of dig the whole musical intro. I also love and adore space music, so I throw that stuff in here, too. Why? Well, because I designed that into my show. Because it breaks up sections and gives your ears and brain a break from my voice. I do not have a voice like Roman Mars. I especially do not have a voice like Brooke Gladstone. My voice is pretty normal, but I think it can start droning after a while. So a music bit here and there allows me to break that up and give you a break too. And we'll hear some of that music in just a minute or so, I promise. Also, I stole that idea from the Nightwise.com podcast. Nightwise has stupendous taste in space music. Picasso famously said that good artists copy and great artists steal. If you think I'm doing something that you'd like to do in your podcast, steal it. Do it. I dare you. Create something new and build on something I did. I'd take that as one of the highest honors ever. Give your show a design. It not only makes for a better show, but it'll help your listeners too. If they know how a show works, they'll feel more comfortable listening to it. This Week in Tech has a design that's different from What the Tech, which is different from the Inaco Almanac, which is, well, you get the idea. I know how all of these shows work, at least on the listening side of things. But in the end, a lot of podcasting is what many of us podcasters used to do with an old tape recorder that happened to have a built-in microphone. We'd press the shiny red button, and we'd start talking.
The beautiful shiny button! The jolly candy-like button! Will he hold out, folks? Can he hold out?
Okay, now we'll talk about tools, but I want to throw in a quick disclaimer first. I can't concentrate a whole lot on telling you how to use these tools any more than I can talk about a hammer and explain how to frame a house. You can use a hammer for a lot of things, house framing among them. But the important thing isn't so much to know what it can do, but how it works in the first place. Now, there are two schools of thought on learning stuff, especially tech-related stuff. The first is that you can read a bunch of manuals and websites and spelunk YouTube for tutorials, or you can use what I call the Zave Frank method of learning. Zave Frank talked about this on an episode of the show that I'll link in my show notes at cyberpunklibrarian.com/podcast. He said, quote, "When you don't know much and you just start playing with something, you quickly find the activity or idea that's at that something's core." I cannot think of a better way to learn podcasting tools. So, what do I use? Well, let's take a quick look. MacBook Air. While I've recorded podcasts on everything from Windows to Linux to OS X, this is by far my favorite machine to work on. She's fast, nimble, and gets things done quickly. I call her Angelique. She's named after Angelique Pettyjohn, best known for her roles on Star Trek in the episode The Game Masters of Triskelion, a sadly underrated movie called The Wizard of Speed and Time, and a hardcore scene with Kay Parker. Yeah, it's a mid-2013 model running OS X Mavericks, and she's the entry-level heir, but I absolutely love her. Yes, I give all of my computers girls' names. Don't look at me like that. GarageBand. GarageBand comes with OS X, so it's kind of free, except you have to buy a Mac to get it. I've recorded podcasts and stuff on everything from Cool Edit Pro to Adobe Audition to Logic Pro to Audacity. GarageBand kind of fits my idea of what a podcasting workflow should be. Try different things, because maybe my idea of what a podcasting workflow should be isn't what your idea says it should be. Oh, and speaking of Audacity, Audacity. This is, without doubt, the best sound editor your money can't buy, because it's free and open source. You can record entire podcasts in Audacity, and it'd be just fine, And indeed, I've done that. I just prefer GarageBand a little bit more. However, I still use Audacity for clip editing and basic sound editing. Imagine GarageBand to be a full-on word processor like Microsoft Word. Then Audacity is Notepad. It's simple, easy to use, and it gets the things done. Evernote. I often joke that my favorite operating system is Firefox. Well, if Firefox is my operating system, Evernote is my second monitor. I use Evernote for damn near everything. I write in Evernote. I actually prefer it to Google Docs. I can write and take notes on anything from my Note 3 to my iPad to my MacBook to my computer at work to my netbook to my work laptop and... Yes, I said netbook. I said stop looking at me like that. But seriously, Evernote is great. I have a very simple method of setting up shows. I have a Cyberpunk librarian notebook, no big shock there, and in it are notes that are labeled with the episode numbers and titles. Everything, and I mean everything, for that episode gets noted in there. If there's a script, then that script is in Evernote. Links are linked and described, music is noted, and the links are there. When I'm done recording and ready to post, I do a lot of copy-pasting straight from Evernote. What do I paste it into? Well, WordPress. Taking the metaphor even farther and torturing it to the point of absurdity, Firefox is my favorite OS, Evernote is my second screen, and WordPress is my publisher. I love WordPress probably more than I should, but I do love me some WordPress. I am convinced that it can probably do anything, and if it can't, you can write a plugin so that it does. Well, maybe you can. I know enough PHP to get a few things to happen, but not that much. For instance, WordPress doesn't normally do this podcasting stuff, but with a plugin called Seriously Simple Podcast, linked in the show notes, it does. Firefox, specifically for the video downloader. Sometimes I need audio from video, and sometimes that audio and video may be public domain or Creative Commons, or I'm engaging in fair use, but it's only available as a stream. Using Video Download Helper, you can save video streams for later manipulation. And besides, hey, Firefox. QuickTime. I use QuickTime to strip audio from videos if I need something from a video clip. I've got a link to a quick video tutorial in the show notes as to how to do this. It's actually very easy. But using QuickTime, you can open up a video and get the audio out of it. Format Factory on Windows will do the same thing, and you can get a plugin for Audacity that will allow the importing of video files, so you can get the audio from those too. That'll carry you on Linux if that's what you're using. Archive.org. While my WordPress site is hosted via cyberpunklibrarian.com, the audio files themselves are on the Internet Archive at archive.org. Everything I do is open source, even my processes. That's why I'm telling you how I do things. Likewise, every episode of Cyberpunk Librarian is hosted on archive.org and is placed into the public domain. My microphone, yeah, that might be a little embarrassing. I don't know, because I don't know any better. But I'm currently using a pretty generic USB mic. It's a Red Octane mic from, well, it's from the Rock Band video games. But you know what? For the price, you can't beat it. I'm hoping to upgrade to a Blue Yeti here soon. And that'll definitely improve sound quality, but I have to admit, the Red Octane does a pretty decent job. You can get a new one for something like $10 to $20, but you could probably find one at a thrift store, too. All in all, I recommend a USB mic because the audio quality is just so much better than a microphone using a 3.5mm audio jack. That microphone is mounted on a swivel arm mic holder clamped to my desk, and on that mic holder is a pop filter. Which brings me to pop filters. Probably the simplest thing in the world you can do to improve your audio quality is to use a pop filter. All it is a ring of nylon stretched on a frame. You can make one yourself with a cross-stitch ring and some nylon. I'm not even kidding, it's that simple. But what it does for your audio, man, it's worth it. It takes out all of those plosive pops when you pronounce the letter P, and it bounces those booming beats when you drop the letter B. Notice there wasn't a spike on the audio when I said all of that? Pop filter, baby. You need it. Make your own or buy one. They're really inexpensive. And like I said, there's a link in the show notes at cyberpunklibrarian.com/podcast for building your own. You can use some or none of those tools to record a podcast. You'll need, at the very least, a microphone, computer, audio recording software, and a method of distribution. Me, I like to keep things simple and as free as possible. This is my hobby, not my job. I don't make money from the podcast, and really, I'm not even sure I want to try. I've had this Patreon thing sitting around for a while, but I'm not even sure I want to go that route. Either way, my style is just to use as much free and open source software as possible. Not because I'm cheap, but because that's what libraries can afford too. I could sit down at any library with a $400 laptop, a $20 microphone, and a $6 pop filter, and we can go to town. I am assuming this laptop has some kind of operating system installed. If not, hey, Linux is free. But again, I stress, the tools aren't as important as what you do with them. Play with them. Play with design. Listen to a bunch of podcasts, not just for entertainment or learning, but to pick up ideas. Beg, borrow, and steal ideas from others, making sure you realize that one of the greatest things that can happen to a podcaster, or to me at the very least, is that someone would steal an idea from your show too. Let's be honest here. I've lifted ideas from 99% Invisible, NPR in general, the Nightwise.com podcast, Welcome to Night Vale, This Week in Tech, Radiolab, and the DJs on the 7 a.m. morning drive time. My friends John and Danny work in radio. I've listened to their shows and their work, and I've learned from them. They do get paid to do this kind of thing, so they're really good at it, bucko. Be yourself, unless you need to be a character. For the most part, however, with this podcast, what you see, or what you hear, is what you get. Though I'm a little quieter in meat space. I'll talk, I can be gregarious, but for the most part, I like to listen. After all, listening to people is kind of what got me into this podcasting thing in the first place. And hey, thanks for listening to me. It's important to thank the audience, too. When you're closing out a podcast, that's a good time to make sure your listeners can learn more about your show and where to contact you. Also, it's a good time to give credit for anything that was used during the show. So with that in mind, I thank you for listening to this episode of Cyberpunk Librarian. I hope you picked up some ideas and tips as to creating your own podcast. It's a lot of fun. It can be just as much or just as little work as you want it to be. And, you know, give it a shot if you have the interest. It's not hard. You can learn a lot of cool things, and it's a great hobby, and I love doing it, and I hope you enjoy listening to it. The music you're currently digging on is Dialect by Delta Sun. I picked that up at the Free Music Archive at freemusicarchive.org. All kinds of genres, all kinds of styles, all kinds of great tunes. Press play, press download. You'll probably find something that you like. freemusicarchive.org. Earlier in the show, you heard JJ by the great Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech. com. Kevin MacLeod basically just seems to like giving his music to the internet, and he is a godsend. I love his work, and I love what he does, and I love how he does it. So if you've ever prowled the Let's Play sections of YouTube, chances are you've heard Kevin MacLeod's music. Good stuff there. Check out incompetech.org for more. And finally, sound effects are courtesy of freesound.org, where you can find all kinds of free, open source, and readily available sound effects for your projects. All of that will be in the show notes at cyberpunklibrarian.com, along with a link to the opening track for the episode, which, as always, is Belly Dance at Ebisu by Ryo Miyashita. You'll find a list of podcasts full of awesome ideas and things that you might pick up. You don't have to subscribe to them, but maybe listen to an episode or so. See if you find anything you like. We are hosted by the Internet Archive at archive.org. Great people doing great things, saving the Internet, preserving the Internet, and all kinds of online culture. Archive.org is probably one of my favorite places online. So if you've got a little extra money, you might throw it their way. Give them a little donation for all the great things that they do. Archive.org, great people doing awesome stuff. Would you like to get in contact with me? Well, you can certainly do so via cyberpunklibrarian@gmail.com. That's the old-fashioned SMTP method of doing things. If you're part of this new and wild internet that's out there, you can also hit me up on Twitter. I am at Bibrarian. That's B-I-B-R-A-R-I-A-N. It's kind of like librarian, but it starts with a B. Or you can hit me up on Google Plus. I am google.com/plus Daniel Messer. Drop me a line, send me a reply on Twitter, send me a direct message, whatever you like to do. If you've got an idea for the show or you just want to say something, you can always message me and say that thing that you wanted to say. You can also drop a note in the show comments and all of that. cyberpunklibrarian.com/podcast. It's also a good idea that if you have a little tagline or a little catchphrase that you might want to use to mark your show as yours and give it that last final design element at the end. You know, that's not a bad idea. It kind of closes out the show and people know that you're actually done talking. So when I say something like you don't have to be high tech to be low budget, but it certainly helps if you're a cyberpunk, you know that the next thing I'm going to say is take care and see you on the next episode.